This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Welcome back. We're at the top of the hour, Food for Thought with Carol, and joining me is Tracy Gregoire.
Hi, hi.
We are live at the Beacon Building. We're at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. You are listening to The Pulse, 107.7, and we're also streaming live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. It is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And it is now time in the show. I mean, we have our studio is packed again. Not only with people, but with food. And don't we always love that,
We
Tracy?
Do love when people bring samples.
I know, I know.
So, hint, hint.
I know, right?
They just still, kidding.
They
just
still
kidding.
Could have brought that sample
we
of beer. They really should
right.
have, but that's okay. We're going to test it tomorrow. But we are in studio with Emile Maroon of Sunshine International Foods, also part of, or the same, of George's Bakery in Methuen, Mass.
George's Bakery. Well, it's our sister company.
Okay.
And actually how Sunshine International Foods originally started was through George's Bakery. In the 50s, my grandfather, George Cherubi, started George's Bakery. He just started out making pita bread and a couple other different items for the local community. And it grew from there. It's just my father came over and he took
and
it
came
over.
From Lebanon.
He came from Lebanon, yes. Yeah. And he saw the vision. He saw the, and he just ran with it and he blew it up to it's over 2,000 products now.
Wow. At your bakery?
At the bakery.
Wow.
Right now.
Oh my gosh.
We import from all over the world, all specialty items, all different types of Mediterranean foods. We make fresh prepared Mediterranean foods like hummus, tabbouleh, grape leaves, kibbeh.
I love Mediterranean food, and it's hard to find good.
Hard to find. What we're known for is all natural, no preservatives. We don't put anything, everything that goes in is just 100% completely all natural. And it's very healthy for you. And like I said, it's a family-owned business, so this is what we do.
So when did you start in the business? Where are you
in
the line?
When did I start? Really, as soon as I could walk.
Just like me, growing up in the restaurant business.
You know, we started out with our father would bring us in and just teach us.
I always had to start in the dishes.
You know, yeah, sweeping floors, doing whatever they needed to be done. And just worked our way ever since, after school, we'd come help out and just... And after school, after college, we just decided that I actually, with my brother and my sister as well, is in the business as well, and we just decided to continue to grow it. And
I love hearing that because I think it teaches you such a great philosophy and work ethic, and a lot of people, not saying people are missing that necessarily.
Yes,
but
they are. A lot of people,
have that opportunity even to be a part of a family business like that. And I think it's so great when I hear that, you really, started from, like you said, as soon as you can walk, you're in there and you're experiencing it and doing that.
I've learned a lot, and a lot of things I learned growing up, now I'm realizing how it's coming into play.
It kind of all makes sense now.
And you have a couple of siblings as well that grew up the same way.
Jennifer and older brother George.
And you're all part of, all around the...
And my mother and father and their cousins as well work with us.
Okay, so George's is located in Methuen, Mass.
Yeah, 26 Spruce Street in Methuen, Mass.
Spruce Street in Methuen, Mass. Now, I've never been there, but I am going to go and check it out.
You do.
I definitely will. Walk me through the front door and tell me what we may find.
Well, first, when you walk through the door, what you're going to notice right away is the fresh aroma of the fresh baked pita bread and all the other prepared foods. And our factory, which we make the tahini paste, is located in the same facility as well. So you're going to get a hint of the fresh roasted sesame going on as our roasters are preparing the sesame to be ground into a paste. And then you're just going to see shelves stocked with hard-to-find items. You're going to see a nice deli section with all freshly prepared foods, cheeses, olives, specialty spices.
So it must be pretty big.
Oh, yeah.
Good size.
Like I said, when my father took it over, he expanded it. He did a great job and just kept expanding it.
So people must come from
all over
the place.
All over. We have a website, too. We started with www.gbakery.com, and we ship all over the country.
So gbakery.com. Oh, okay, so people can go there. Right. And
we are the original George's Bakery, too, style.
Now, tell us a little bit about how Sunshine International came out of George's Bakery.
So in the 90s...
Taste this now.
Okay.
So in the 90s...
While he's talking.
As like I stated earlier, we were importing a lot of goods from overseas, and one of those items was tahini paste. And we would sell a lot of it. But the issue we were having is a lot of it would get detained by FDA because of contamination, salmonella, or just different... They wouldn't let it through the port because it was just so bad that they wouldn't let it go to consumers. So this was happening quite a lot. Every other shipment would get detained. You know, we just couldn't get a steady flow of tahini paste. So my father and us, we sat down and we says, you know, the United States needs a good, fresh made tahini paste, a good quality, you know, for the consumers to use, a healthy one at best. Because you don't know really what you're getting when you come from overseas. There's no really higher standards, no FDA that really go over there. So we saw the need for it in the United States. So in 1997, we opened Sunshine International Foods.
Okay, so tahini. Now, I don't know a whole lot about tahini. I mean, I've used it before in some recipes. Is that mainly, like, the way that you are, you know, you prepared it here for us, is this how you eat it also, or is it mainly with recipes? Like, because this is delicious.
A lot of people, you just eat it straight out the jar.
Just like this,
straight
right?
out of the jar, yep.
See, I never knew that.
And tahini paste is 100% pure ground sesame, like our conventional styles, just strictly tahini paste. We get the seeds directly from the farm. We work with U.S. farmers. Get the seeds right from the farms, bring them to our facility where we clean them, you know, sift them, roast them, and then we grind them down to perfection to a paste. And one key point is we mechanically hull our seeds, meaning there's no chemicals used whatsoever in the process of hulling each sesame seed. A lot of other manufacturers do use chemicals. It's just easier and faster. And you get
I'm trying the Cajun.
Okay, go. And, is it spicy?
It is not overly spicy.
I have some on my
like
plate.
Spicy.
I'm going to try it.
She doesn't like spicy.
I don't mind it at all.
But it is really good. And I'm so anxious to hear this because I didn't realize you could eat it like this.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. You can eat it right out of the jar. When it's 100% all natural, it's all sesame, and we use the finest sesame seeds. So the process is very important.
And there's
taste.
A lot of benefits that you have listed
there's
here. Tell us a little bit about, you know, because I know... A lot of people may not even know what tahini is. I mean, they know now. We just told them if they're listening. But it's something I only really heard about probably 5 years ago or so. And it's not something I tend to buy on a regular basis just because you're like, you know, how do you use it? How do you eat it? So tell us a little bit about the benefits and maybe some different ideas of ways people can use it to get those benefits.
Okay, well, first, the, you know, great benefits of the tahini is it's richer in protein than milk, yogurt, almonds, cashews, hazelnuts, and even walnuts. Not a lot of foods contain a vitamin T, but tahini does, which is a...
I saw that. What is vitamin T?
Yes.
Vitamin T, yeah. It's a vitamin that provides a potent brain... it's good for... They say it's brain food. So it's good to help...
I need to eat a lot.
I was just going to say, I need some more vitamin T.
Oh, vitamin T for tahini.
It's easily digested, and it's also known to lower cholesterol. It's a great bite food, help with the concentration.
That was very good. We're crunching on air.
Yeah, you're tasting our flavor tahini. We originally started with the conventional style, the roasted and light roast. And then we came up with a new line of flavored tahini to make, you know, the end user, make it a lot easier to make your dishes. So
I do not like spicy. That was amazing.
It's
so
just
good.
Enough.
We don't like. It's
not spicy at all.
It's
just got
right
a nice
amount.
Flavor.
It's got a little zing to it, it's a nice zing.
Emil, tell us about the chips that I'm eating it on here, because that's amazing too. That's from
right,
George's.
What
are those?
Back to George's Bakery. That's our pita chips.
Pita chips.
Fresh baked pita chips. Delicious. Fresh baked pita bread.
And you have some of that peanut bread in that bag right there?
Absolutely.
I have to try that.
All right, Carol says, whip it out. All right, I'm going to try the honey. So tell us about some ways that we can incorporate tahini into our meals, like it's like this,
I'm
or
I'm not sure if you guys
recipes.
Have tried hummus before.
Mm-hmm.
Hummus, you love hummus? That's the main ingredient for hummus. That's, you have to mix this.
Oh, so we're getting our vitamin T.
You're getting some of it, yeah. You're getting it in there. So that's one of the main ingredients for hummus. So you mix it with your chickpeas and... blend it all together. That's how you get your hummus dip. And it's used
That must be why I have tahini at home. But I'm sure it's yucky tahini. It's not tahini like
if
this.
If it's not sesame,
yeah, I've tried
king,
tahini yes, one time, and
me
I
too.
Never bought it again because I didn't like it.
For I mean,
a lot of the tahini that comes, there's fillers in it. They mix it with peanuts and flour mm-hmm. and other types of oils just to get the cost down and to try to modify the flavor. But the only way to do it is with 100% pure ground sesame.
What a big, big difference. I mean, amazing. I just tried the honey one. Oh, really good. And I hear that you're working on a chocolate
tahini. Oh, yeah. We have some.
And I'm trying to process it in my head. What's that going to be like?
It's going to be awesome. Yeah, just one word. It's going to be great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What would you do with that? Like, you know, graham
it's
crackers?
It's great
or?
As a spread. Yeah, on a cracker spread or bread right out of the jar. Right now, I just made a batch
on
and
toast.
I ate the whole jar.
You ate the whole jar?
Yeah, our kids are just eating it right out of the jar. So that was the best taste test.
You've got to make sure it's good for everybody, right?
Exactly. We've got to make sure we're approved before we put it out in there. And, yeah, another big key about ours is we're the only manufacturer to pasteurize our tahini paste. No other manufacturer does that. So we spent a lot of time and money developing a unique process and a proprietary process on pasteurizing a tahini paste.
And tell us why that's important.
Because it provides a safe and healthy tahini paste for our consumer.
Versus the stuff that's coming from abroad.
Right, a lot of the stuff gets stopped for salmonella, for other types of bacteria. And you see now, unfortunately, on the news, every time you open up the channel, somebody's getting a recall.
Yeah, there's no strict guidelines.
There's no
right.
strict. So we started that. We're the only tahini manufacturer to do that. We also have an in-house lab that tests every batch of tahini paste before it reaches our consumer.
Wow.
So that's a very important key that, healthy, safe product, healthy and safe product for the consumers.
Now, what kind is this?
That's our sweetbread called Simsim. It has sesame Whoa. Seeds and some soybean oil and our pita dough.
For those listeners just tuning in, you are listening to The Pulse, and it is Food for Thought. It's Thursday, and we are in studio with Emil Maroon. He is one of the owners of George's Bakery, also sister company Sunshine International Foods. It's a company founded on family values, traditions, and hard work. I come from the restaurant business and all family, so I know exactly, how it is. I kind of started off just like you, starting, when I was young. And this is really delicious.
Did you try the bread?
I didn't try this yet, but the tahini, I'm just blown away from. I'm just blown away from.
You don't get to take this one home. No,
there's another one in there.
We're going to go on a short break. We're going to go on a short break, and we'll be right back.
For Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol, and joining me is Tracy Gregoire.
Hi.
And we are in studio with Emil Maroon of George's Bakery, also sister company Sunshine International Foods, and we are just trying this delicious tahini. And the sweet bread.
The
homemade
from Georgia.
Do you call it Syrian bread? Like Syrian bread, right?
No, that Syrian bread. Actually, what you're tasting right now is called Simsim, which is also known as the sweet bread.
Okay. S-I-M-S-O-M. Simsim sweet bread.
Okay.
So amazing. So good.
So if someone listening that would like to, get one of your jars of this delicious tahini, you have regular tahini and then you have flavored tahini, how would they get that?
Right now we're in Whole Foods.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're in Des Moines.
Oh my gosh, you're going to go to Whole Foods at the new one in Bedford, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's all.
Oh, it's
all
coming.
Whole Foods. We're moving out to more locations every day. We're in Des Moines Market Basket. We're in the restaurant depots. You can also just come right down to the George's Bakery in Methuen. We have it
for
stock
right on
the shelf right there. You can go online to sesameking.com and order right online. We'll ship it right to your door.
And you can also like them on Facebook, and that's at Sesame King.
Facebook/ Sesame King. Also on Twitter at Sesame_King.
Perfect.
We put pride in how what we provide to our consumer. The product has 0 grams of trans fat. Like I mentioned earlier, it's all natural, no preservatives. It is pasteurized. Another key point is it is peanut-free and tree-nut-free. Our manufacturing facility only processes sesame seeds, so to avoid the risk of other cross-contaminations with peanuts or other nuts that, a lot of people are allergic to. So
that's kind of good to mention, because I know a lot of people who have peanut allergies are always looking for other sources of protein.
Right.
And I'm sure they know that, but if they know that tahini is a great source of protein, but maybe they've tried it before and didn't like it.
This is the one to try.
Maybe they could try
it
again and find something better product.
Yes, absolutely. And it's gluten-free as well. I know that's a big
thing. That is a big thing with people. It definitely is. Now, you said you're in Demoulas Market Baskets. Like all of them? Like my Bedford one has this?
Yeah, you should have it.
No.
Yeah, and if it doesn't, let me know.
I will. Now, you mean like the jars like this?
Right. Our flavored line are moving into the markets now. You'll definitely find our roasted or light roast in the markets now. We're moving now in with our flavored. Whole Foods started carrying the garlic, and we're moving in with other flavors.
So it would be probably with the, do you know whereabouts in the store at Market Basket?
On the shelves?
Yeah. Like with the international
stuff, international aisle, probably.
Probably be in the dips and pastes, spreads section.
Okay. I'm going to go check that. And if they don't, I'm going to call you.
Oh, absolutely. Let me know.
Well, I'm going down to George's anyways, because I want
to
check.
Well, we look forward to having
you
there. We'll definitely
baked goods
try some more goodies.
So what other thing, now do you do, you know, it's George's Bakery is how it started, and is it like sweet stuff, like pies and all that stuff?
We do a lot of, sweets as well, baklava.
Yum.
Pastries. Oh, we
I'm
do
not
that
going.
Too.
I changed my mind. I'm not going because I'm going to gain 15 pounds.
We do a little
going.
Bit of everything. And you definitely, if you come, a lot of people hate to come in hungry, but
I know that's the worst.
Not, you definitely will find something to fill you up.
Like when you go groceries when you're hungry, forget it.
Right.
Now, did you say that George's and Sunshine International are the same building?
Currently in the same facility, yes.
So tell us about that, because I know that you are doing some stuff to make it a little bit more, your process is more green. Tell us about the factory that you're making this in and some of the things
that
you've
done. We're actually in the process of, you know, starting an expansion and growing up. We're actually getting too big for the current facility we're in now. We're looking to expand. Mm-hmm. We have a green incentives. We do a lot of recycling with the cardboards, and we do, you know, energy-saving lighting. We have all new LED lighting come in. All our byproduct, you know, sesame has a byproduct, which is sesame hulls,
mm-hmm.
which when we peel the seed, the product has you're left with the skin, so to say. And instead of throwing them, we recycle. It's great for animal feed because it's packed with protein and vitamins for the, you know, as
right.
sell to the farmers. Ah. It's great as a natural absorbent, as for picking up spills. Because it's all natural. It's green. It is biodegradable.
It's good to know that right. it's not wasted, that you're wasted. Using parts of
right.
all of it.
Toss it on the floor. The birds will come and eat it if you don't clean it up.
To feeding the birds, too.
Now, I'm reading here, too. You produce 15 tons of tahini daily.
Right. When we're running at full capacity, right, that's what we can produce.
Tons
that's
daily?
A heck of a lot of tahini.
That's a lot of tahini.
So you must...
And we continue to grow.
So are you shipping it all over the United States?
All over the United States.
How about outside of the United
States?
North
America, Canada. And we're looking to, you know, we're working into other countries as well right now, too. So.
Wow, that's great. So you guys really are the Sesame King.
We are we're the number one producer of Sesame King. As far as the all-natural, you know, wholesome product, you can't find anything better on the market.
Now, is your dad still working with
you? Yeah, he's still in there. God bless him. He is there every day running circles around everybody. God bless him.
That's always the way, right?
You know, do you mind me asking how old your dad is?
My dad, I don't want to, he's 64 years old.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. So he's still.
He's still here.
Yeah.
But he's paid his dues.
I mean, my dad's right here. He's just joining us.
He just walked
George.
In.
And he's 75.
75?
And he still flies all around the diners. Dad, you can.
Lucky.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, God bless you. That's great. But yeah, he's in there every day along with my mother and keep an eye on things. And he's just.
Good for them. Well, you know, it keeps them going.
That's
they need
what he
to
does.
Have that,
like
yeah.
I said, since he started, that's all he's known and done. And it's in his heart, and that's what he loves to do. And you can't have somebody just tell him, stay home, relax a little bit.
We say that to my dad, and it doesn't happen either.
Truly came over and created his own American dream.
Exactly. He's the true story of an American dream.
So it's good inspiration for his kids and grandkids.
Absolutely.
I'd like to hear that.
We were blessed to have such great parents and to teach us good values and hard work. Hard work does pay off. It definitely does
Absolutely.
At the end. And, you know, we're very blessed.
Well, it definitely has paid off here. These products are, thank you for bringing some stuff for us to share. You have definitely changed my opinion of tahini. I'm not going to lie. I was going to try it. I was a little bit nervous, but it is really, really good.
I feel the
good.
Same way. I mean, you know, I just love doing the show because we meet so many, you know, different people, different facets of the industry. And, I mean, we learn so much. You know, we've been learning
definitely.
About beer and this and that and wine and now tahini. I am, I, I can't wait to go and make sure that that's at my market basket.
Oh, it definitely should be. And if it isn't, like I said, give me a call. I'll send them right to you.
Tell market basket, hey, I know the owner.
Oh, I'm gonna. Don't worry. I know the GM over there, too. Well, thank you so much. And before I let you go, just let's recap where people can find you again.
You can find us at www.sesameking.com for more information and to find more recipes on how to use our products.
Key.
Yeah, like I said, you can find us in Whole Foods, Restaurant Depots, the Market Basket, Demoulas, and our very own sister company retail location in Methuen, Mass. At George's Bakery on Spruce Street, 26 Spruce Street. Facebook/SesameKing.
Yeah.
And Twitter, Sesame_King. So just hop on and, you know, say hello, give us some feedback, get connected, and anything we can do to help and to educate, just don't hesitate to give us a call. We're always there to help everybody, and any questions we can answer, we'd definitely love to help.
There you go. Get connected and get on down to George's Bakery, because even like these pita chips, and I can't wait to go down and check everything out.
We look forward to having you.
All right. Well, thank you, Emil, very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you for coming on.
All right. You're listening to Food for Thought. We are going to go on a break. And when we come back, we have Dad in the house, my father, George. And we're going to talk. It's the season to talk about apple pies and apple pan dowdy and things apple. So we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol, and joining me is Tracy Gregoire. And hello. And Dad is in the house, George Lawrence. And
good afternoon.
What a beautiful. Is it still nice out?
It's beautiful.
Isn't it? Compared to how it was this morning?
People really come out of their hives, so. You know,
everybody is out on the street today. It took me longer to get here today. People walking, cars, parking.
Upstairs, Midtown. I mean, we're always pretty busy. We served over 200, just about 200 people.
Oh, my gosh.
200 people.
Wow.
That's
a lot.
I mean,
we do 170, 180 covers. That's pretty good. And they are so busy.
That's great.
It's funny, though, because we have the atrium here at the studio, and the sun shines through. And it keeps going back and forth between almost black to the bright sun in our face. It's kind of funny. So I was wondering if it was still nice out, because it got really dark there for a minute.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful.
And it's 64 out. I mean, it's
gorgeous. Oh, I think it's warmer.
Is it 75? Warmer than that? My car said 75.
Oh, that's right. You said that.
It's supposed to be 73, 75. That usually happens around 4 o'clock, but I think it's that already.
It's a nice tease. What's it supposed to be like for Halloween? I haven't looked.
Clear and cold in the 50s.
I'll be in Cabo.
Rub it in.
I'll be doing leaves.
It's going to be 85 and sunny.
There is something about it, huh?
I could snake in your luggage.
Blue water. The only thing I'm not looking forward to is the flight. I just don't like that.
How long is it?
I mean, not that I'm afraid. Not that. No. I just don't like sitting there.
Me too.
Get antsy.
It's on the other side of California.
Yeah.
Oh, that's far.
It's on it's California and then.
Yeah, it's like a little.
It's like a Baja.
Tip down at the bottom.
It's the Baja. I'm on the other side.
That is far because I just went to California.
I know.
And I thought it was the end. You know, I left here.
The end of the world, end of the face of the earth.
Well, to make matters worse, I left here and my ticket said arriving 9:30.
Oh, it's a time change.
So at 9 o'clock, I'm noticing the plane is not going down. I said, there's something wrong. I said, we're flying at 39,000 feet. So the hostess said, I called her over. I says, aren't they starting to descend pretty soon? Why? So we don't arrive till 1:30.
You that's terrible.
My watch
hours?
Said 9 o'clock. Yeah.
Oh, that must have been painful.
It was horrible. I mean, it was like.
Oh, Dad, I could cry right now.
It was.
Because you do, you watch the clock. You're like, all right, now I got this much time. And then when you just found out you had that many more hours.
Get the whole thing. My son Brian dropped me off in Boston at 5:15 a.m.
Oh,
you know, and I'm going, no, not though. 1 o'clock, 1:30, 1:20 it landed.
Yuck.
So I know when you say on your side of California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know, it's a mental thing. If I'd have known that, it would have been better.
Yeah. That's true.
I know.
I knew it was
like
going
I'm
down.
Dreading it, so I'm hoping it won't be so bad.
Double.
But look what you're going to.
I know.
That would get me through. It's, the hardest part would be the flight home.
It goes fast.
Well, our flight home, we're coming home almost 1 in the morning.
Also, maybe you can sleep. Can you sleep on a plane?
It depends. Sometimes I can.
I can sleep anywhere. I could lay down right there on that brick floor and eventually go to sleep.
No, not me. No, I guess not. Not me, no. But I do sleep sometimes on the plane. But anyway, so, Dad, we're going to talk about apples. Because, you know, this is the time of year for apples.
Yeah. And for me to start making apple pies at home, it's got to be the season. No, I never do, but I don't know. It's kind of fun. And it's a good result. When you get a good result, it's even more fun. You know, people just gobble it up. It's
great. You're always baking something.
Yeah, but I'm not a baker.
Baking, but yeah, me neither, baker. I know what you mean. Baking or cooking something.
Yeah, no. It's got to be Sunday. Let's do something, right? And I think, what are we going to have? I don't know. I have to get this feeling or I'll go market basket. That's what we're going to have today, you know?
So maybe you can shed some light on apples
for me,
because I have never heard of, I don't know if this is something that's new or it just really is me that I'm oblivious, which is usually the case. I've never heard of a Honeycrisp apple.
That's the most delicious apple.
It is. I have never tried one, and I tried it by accident. My mother-in-law took my kids.
Oh, you told us.
Took them to Max, and she just left a couple. I'm like, okay. Mm. It sat there for like 3 or 4 days before I looked at it. And then I thought, I'll have an apple. Sliced it up. I was, and then I went to the store. I told you that. Then I went to the store and bought apples from New York, and they were all.
We could have a whole show on apples.
Mm-hmm. I know.
There's so many different varieties.
So do you use Honeycrisp in your
apple
pie?
No, you can use any
pie?
Good apple, meaning if they're 99 cents a pound, don't go for the one at 70 cents. And they're all 99, really. I noticed that Market Basket, all 99. I have been using Macintosh because I love that flavor. Mm-hmm. And they tend to be just a little softer. So if you like a harder... You know, apple.
See, I like a
cooked.
Softer one.
I do too.
I like a softer one. I like it too. When they're a little hard.
And I've been having good luck with the Macintosh. It's local. I like Macintosh. But the Granny Smiths I've done, and they're very good. They're excellent. But I find them just a little harder. Yeah. Not much. They're great. They're perfect.
Well, and they're a little tart.
Yeah.
That's why you gotta mix them up with, you know, just a little bit of Granny Smith sometimes, you know, is good with the apple pie.
Okay.
And a recipe I have was my grandmother's.
Apple pandowdy.
And it got a little variation with Doris, you know, your mother. She added a few hints to it. And, you know, you always improve them. That's the beauty of food. You actually do improve them as you go. So I don't know where we end up.
It's going to be amazing.
I don't know. But anyways, this recipe asks for, it's about 8 apples, Macintosh. 8, 9. You can do 9. And I found the trick to good apple pie by good. Is after you cored it and peeled them and cut them to the right size, not too small, especially Macintosh, it's got to make a mound, it way up, so that crust, because they settle.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't go up,
high,
it's just going to be, it's okay.
It's going to sink in.
Yeah, sink in.
Ah, good tip.
So that's what I do. And that's about 8 or 9. 9 is stretching. It depends on the size.
Right. You know? I think a 9-inch is about that. 9 apples.
Right. That's what I've been doing. And all right, let's not jump to the apples. You got them cored, you got them cut. Now you find yourself a nice plastic bowl or a stainless steel bowl.
Big bowl.
Big enough. Put them in there and you add your ingredients, which is not that difficult.
Now, do you do a little bit of lemon juice?
Nope.
Okay.
I don't do metal juice. I do a half a teaspoon of salt, half a teaspoon of cinnamon, just a little nutmeg.
Yeah.
That's all I did. And I take 8 ginger snaps. Ginger snaps. I got that bag clipped underneath in the cupboard all the time. And I put them in a plastic bag, but you can do it in a blender. Not a blender, but a...
Oh, like a food processor. You want to get it,
Want to crumb them up. Not... Not fine.
The
processor,
even a little bit.
Right. We'll get them too fine, or you just chop.
You know what I do?
I've been putting
in
a plastic bag. Me too.
In the Ziploc, and I take my rolling pin or with my hands.
I forgot the sugar. The sugar is 1/3 cup to a pie of brown sugar and 1/3 cup of white sugar.
And toss all that together.
And you toss that all together. So it's very uniform. And what that's going to do is going to give you unbelievable flavor. It's going to sweeten it just right. And it's going to absorb the water, the liquid. So when it's cooked, you're going to have very little liquid in it.
That's what the ginger snaps do.
Yep. You just have to pull it right in, and they give you that little, not much, but there's a flavor there. It's ginger. And it's excellent.
I love that you're doing this with no recipe in front of you, George.
Oh,
I could not do that.
And then you put, there's one more thing. You get the mound up nice and high.
Yeah, mound it up.
Yeah. And you put 1/3 of a stick of butter. You cut them in little slivers.
Mm-hmm.
You slide them in all over the place.
You make the little holes on your crust and stick them in the holes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I do that. I do. I've been doing it before. But you can do that. And then I put my crust in on. And then that's where I usually cut the holes and put some maple syrup in.
See, Mom doesn't put
the maple syrup in
right away. She waits till 10 minutes before the pie's done.
And I do them all one shot.
Wow.
And I egg wash it, and I dribble a little bit of that on it, too. Not much, you know, because it spills
over the
anyway.
Crust.
The maple syrup. Yeah,
like kind of in just the holes get, and then dribble a little bit on the crust,
And that's really it. And not to cheat, I'm telling you, it's the easiest way. I buy a frozen crust.
They're the best.
They're in
the,
you know,
really?
They're in the,
see, I thought that would be taboo.
No, it isn't. You can't even make it that good.
I get the one in the dairy, you know, section, the Pillsbury
pie do.
Crust.
Don't
not frozen.
They're
not frozen.
They have
they're refrigerated,
too.
Yeah.
Do that, and then only Pillsbury crust. You get two of them in there. You need one. And it works so well. I think they put magic in it.
They do work good. They're very consistent.
They're unbelievable.
So you only need one. It comes with a top and a bottom?
No.
He doesn't put a bottom on his.
Well, no. On this recipe, I'm showing you a bottom.
Yeah, I thought you did say bottom on
but
this
the restaurants, we're about to start it. When you get back, they'll be more likely in place. And we're just going to make them in a stainless steel pan.
We do
with
them
a top
like
crust.
A 9x13. Well, in the restaurant's bigger than that.
Right.
Like you at home.
Right.
A 9x13 pan with no crust
no
on
bottom.
It. And we call that apple pan dowdy.
I was going to ask
you
that
just
is.
Get more apple. You know, why get all these fillers? You know, you get the crust on top, which we want. We don't need the one in the bottom. That's the way I look at it.
So when you serve it up, it's just like
apples
apple crisp or something
crust.
More messy. It's
and
not
some
like
people
a
say, I don't want
slice.
The crust, please. Or give me some crust, please. You know, it works. It works well. And that's it. Okay, 475, very important. Sounds like a lot
it
of
does
high
sound
temperature.
Like a high temperature.
475. Set your timer for 35 minutes and don't miss it. But more than likely at 35 minutes, if your oven is calibrated correctly, it'll be next to ready. I took it out. 35, I saw the collar. I walk away a little bit. My time. Oh, yeah, I looked at it before 35. I remember that. So I knew I'd be reminded. And then I just shut the oven. I leave it in there.
Uh-huh.
Now that guarantees me that it was going to be perfect.
Door closed.
Okay. It was perfect. And I've done three of them right now, and they've been perfect.
How long do you leave it in there?
Well, it don't matter. 45 minutes or so. I don't like to leave it too long.
Totally.
And
then
you take it out, and it's ready. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it here for that wine and cheese.
I was
cheese.
Just going to say, well, you do it for that, but you could do it like a pan of apple pan dowdy from
Midtown. No, I agree.
They would love that.
I think it would go.
Put a couple bowls right up on top of the deli case, and they want one. You know, they can zap it for a few seconds,
that,
whipped cream.
Right. It'll go.
See, people
are
going to be lining up. Where's my apple pan dowdy?
The wine and cheese for November 6th, I'm going to get one apple and one blueberry.
Oh, my God.
I start messing
blueberry.
With the blueberry. And the variations of pan dowdy, which you can do in anyone, you can make up with it and I can't stand it. Put raisins in it.
No,
I
you
don't
just
like
ruined
raisins
it for me.
Either. Me
but
too.
That's usually associated with pan dowdy.
Yeah, it is.
They put raisins in it.
I think we need to take a break. I think we have one more, right?
We do.
You're listening to Food for Thought. We're live at the Beacon Building. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Oh, sorry. See, I wasn't sure if I got messed up. We don't need a break.
Oh. Thanks, J-Dog.
Sorry. Till 55. Okay, sorry.
Oh, boy. You're being nice to us.
See, I got mixed up because I took the first one a little early. Right. I did that one and then, sorry, J-Dog. And J-Dog is in the house. How are you doing, J-Dog?
Doing all right. Just getting ready for the Granite Mike Awards. I've got the orange tie. I'm going to wear it later on tonight. I've got my Mets colored striped shirt, the blue and the white, despite them being down 2-0 in the World Series.
J-Dog sent me a picture of his tie. So cute. I love it, J-Dog. And then he went on a wedding.
Yeah, how was the
last
wedding?
Last weekend.
And, it was good.
He was very handsome looking, yes.
You'll show Tracy the picture.
Yeah, I haven't seen the
picture. I will show her the picture.
Okay.
All right.
I definitely
Thank
will.
Thank you.
And,
I'm sure you're quite dapper.
Yes. I tried.
So now everybody can go and try an apple pie.
Yes. And you know what I was just thinking, Dad? Why couldn't you... when you do the apple pan dowdy, do it a little bit different and put blueberries in with the apple.
I wonder if you can.
I don't know why not.
Must be different,
you know?
Huh?
Why, yeah. Start maybe with a small square.
Good idea.
I mean, because I like blueberries and apples, and I bet together it would be pretty good with the ginger snap. Do it the same exact way, just add a few blueberries.
That would
blueberries.
Be really unique.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It sounds
anyway.
Good. I will. I'm going to try it.
You're going to give a little shout out?
Yeah. Before we end up here, let's give a shout out to our wonderful sponsors of Food for Thought. Of obviously, Red Arrow Diners, Manchester, Milford, and now open with drive-through in Londonderry at redarrowdiner.com to find them online. Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought, and Kale & Company. Star Dental, stardentalmanchester.com at 50 South Main Street in Manchester for truly a spa-like dental experience. And Casey's Rib Shack, famous Hickory Smoked award-winning Southern Pit Barbecue at 837 2nd Street in Manchester and online at ribshack.net.
And, you know, let's remind people, too, that today at the Beacon Building, from 3 to 4:30 is trick-or-treating here. So if you're listening to this and you have some kids and they got some costumes, you can come right on down. I mean, for the kids, this is like, you know, one-stop shopping.
You just, my kids, I mean, did not turn me down when I offered.
Yeah,
we're coming.
Talk about the loot that they're going
to
get.
There's roughly 50 to 60 offices.
Yeah. I mean, they can probably get it all in
and
like
they're already,
half hour.
Some are dressing up.
Yes, they're dressing
so,
up.
I have to tell you, my oldest made his entire costume, and almost all of it is out of duct tape.
Oh, my gosh.
So I can't wait to show it to you. And then his mask is just a ski mask, like a ski hat that you kind of fold down over his face, and he cut holes into it and cut out a template and spray painted on the front of it. It's really cool.
I love
that I don't have to go spend $60 on a costume anymore.
Yeah.
They can be creative and kind of make their own.
That's cool.
That's the better ones.
Wait till you see it. So we're looking forward to that. 3 to 4:30 tonight.
And yes, that's here today at the Beacon Building. That's at 814 Elm Street. And Kale and Company is going to be broadcasting his show from here live at the Beacon Building. And from what I hear, he is going to be having a piano player. Do you see the pianos all
ready?
I
do.
I just saw his up.
Piano He's been wanting to use that.
Ready, and he will be using it today. So
I think this Beacon Building is going to become a conservatory.
It's just amazing.
Of music.
The organ up there.
The organ's up there. My gosh, I can't believe how beautiful it is up there.
It is gorgeous.
But looking up to the almost to the sky, because there's an atrium here, and one quarter of the way up, there's an organ, and I'm not exactly right, but it's prior 1900, which I can't believe it is.
Looking at it, it's amazing. Gorgeous.
I look at that and say it's, you know, dated maybe the 50s, 60s. I couldn't believe the age of that organ.
Yeah. It's gorgeous.
So it is beautiful. And the grand piano down here on the Oriental rug.
I know, in the Beacon Building in downtown
You would never
Manchester.
Know all of this is here. Like, before I ever walked into this building, like I, you know, you walk by all the time. You don't even notice the entryway, honestly, because you notice the shops and all of that. And you just walk right by it. And when you come in here, it is gorgeous.
I heard a comment today, though. I don't know if it's good or bad, but it was very nice. I think it's becoming a Saint Beacon. Telephone guy. You know, they see the organ, what do you do, right? It's church.
Well, my brother does a great job at the building.
My little grandson there, I guess he's got quite a toy there.
Boy, no kidding, right?
Lucky.
Man, oh, man. So
that's pretty good.
Oh, you know what? We didn't talk about the food of the day. You won't even believe
what is it?
With the food, Dad. I said it this morning at our manager meeting.
Yeah.
It is oatmeal day.
Mm-hmm.
You like oatmeal?
I do. You know, and I don't ever have it very often when I'm really trying to be good.
Me too.
But then I remember how much I like it. So
I know.
We've talked about this early on when the show started. Make a bowl of oatmeal, not the instant kind. Get the steel oats. Is that what they're called?
Steel cut oats.
Because it still takes like 3 minutes,
Same
5 minutes.
Thing.
It's
no
still
difference.
So fast to cook on the stove. Then you just put some fruit in it, like I put some blueberries or strawberries in it, sprinkle some almonds or something over it, and the tiniest little teaspoon of maple syrup.
Or honey.
Or honey. Yep, either
honey's
one.
Honey's better for you.
And then when I'm eating it, for some reason, it's just like, I feel like it's dessert almost.
Do you know with me, though, I get hot.
Really?
Oh, and I'm always cold.
And it does fill you up.
It does.
Definitely fills you up.
Does something.
I think I don't do it all summer, and then I forget about it, and then this time of year comes, and
I used to eat.
I think of it again.
I used to have it.
You will never guess what Mom made last night for dinner.
Some kind of pasta thing.
Daryl
right?
and I went over for dinner. My Aunt Claire is visiting from Vermont, so they both got a little, shall I say, bold or, you know.
Adventurous.
Adventurous. That's exactly the word I was
in
looking for.
In the culinary
for. It wasn't
world.
Coming to me. But they made pasta. Hmm. They made homemade pasta and homemade raviolis.
Wow.
That must have taken a while.
Yeah,
she's still laughing.
It took them all day.
And did you have pizza for dinner?
No, but it was so funny because we got to the house and I see on her counter, because she's showing, look what I made. And she's got all her spaghetti laid out, you know, covered because it gets dried out, you know. Mm-hmm. So I pick up one of the, I should have taken a picture of it, darn it. I picked up one of the spaghetti things and they were kind of like the flat fettuccine.
Yeah.
And it was like all crooked and dried and... It was
they were
funny.
All worked up when it came in for lunch.
It was pretty good, though, you know, for her to make him, you know, she did spinach and cheese stuffed ravioli. It was good.
That actually
it was
very
good. Yeah, it was different. And she did it in a homemade, like kind of like an Alfredo sauce, which was,
that was good.
Mushrooms. It was good.
Yeah.
Mom's a good cook. She's been, just like you, she's been cooking a lot lately, too. That's
Claire,
all she does.
Claire's a good cook, too.
Yeah, she's good, too.
So all together, they would... Really, well, can you imagine? That's what they do to come back and let's start cooking. What are we going to do? What are we going to make?
You know, did you know that Aunt Claire, did you see her when she was here?
I know.
She is 80. She's going to be 81 in February. Do you
I
believe
she
that?
Was stunning, but
she looks great.
She looks great. Her
she
hair,
looks so good.
Everything, glasses, everything was right on her.
81.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know she was 81.
I thought she was 79, going to be 80, which she doesn't even look. She doesn't even look 70.
She's
I'm
a darn good looking 80.
She really is. All right, we are done. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy Gregoire, and we'll see everybody next week. And Kale and Company is up next. And don't forget, trick-or-treating today, 3 to 4:30 here at the Beacon Building. And Ken, Kale and Company is going to be having some music today. The piano will be playing, so tune in. We'll see everybody next week. Bye. Bye, J-Dog.
Bye.